Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Step on my blue
tape shoe. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Pam Danziger. We're talking about the retail shift that's going on, folks, the disruption, a major tectonic shift in tectonic plates, I guess I should say, is happening out here on the Main Street across the retail sector. Pam's website, folks, is unitymarketingonline.com. She gave a speech in New York a few months ago that hits you right between the eyes. Please go there and listen to it. You'll be smarter when you do, and it'll make a difference. So go there and check it out. Pam, thanks again for making it available.
Thank you.
Pam, we're talking about Amazon, yeah. Whole Foods. We're talking about, you mentioned Walmart and Bonobos and some of the other acquisitions that they're making. When you go to look for a product online these days, you're just as likely to see it being fulfilled by Walmart as you are Amazon.
Right.
And you make the point all the time that you can get in bed with these guys by being one of their fulfillments. I mean, I sell my books on Amazon. You sell your books on Amazon. You can sell your candles on Amazon.
Right.
They'll let you do business with them. They'll stock your candles.
Well, you know, Nike would not sell anything to Amazon for years. So
yep.
All the running stores put Nike products up online, and you know, so there was a virtual Nike store on Amazon, and Nike never authorized it, quote unquote.
Right. Right. No, that's exactly right. But now Nike is coming around and realizing that they've got to, you know, they can't play that way. But
right.
Here's the thing: you have to realize there is opportunity, Pam, for using the encroachment of Amazon to get some of that business yourself, to fill in some of the niches that Amazon doesn't want to fill in. But you have to realize, when you're doing business with Amazon, when you're doing business with Walmart, you're doing business with the devil. I'm going to say it. And here's why I'm saying this.
Yeah.
They don't care about you.
No, that's true.
They will screw you and they won't even know it. The computer will screw you.
Right.
I know too many examples of when they've done this. Walmart they're legendary for taking all your product, loving you up and making you think you're the greatest thing in the world, and then when they've got all your business, telling you you have to lower your price to the point where you can't make a living, and then you go out of business. They've been doing that for decades.
Yeah,
you do business with them, but it's sort of like handling a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
You know, you can handle a rattlesnake and get some benefit by milking them for their venom and all that kind of business, but it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Play with them, but they're dangerous.
Well, I think that's excellent advice because I, you know, again, I haven't really seen that back end of what Amazon does because I'm focused on marketing and the front end, but you're absolutely right that they really can, and they do take a piece of change out of every order anyway.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And so I think I want people to know what the opportunities are with these big guys.
Yeah.
For one thing, what is it they say? Hold your friends closer, hold your enemies closer.
Yeah.
You need to know what these guys are up to.
Right. 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 Well,
but,
and you're right. They are so powerful and so strong, and they have so much customer data that but again, it's customer data in a database. It's not
right.
That personal,
that's
you know,
right.
Knowing the person's face and knowing the person's real, you know, emotions, and that's the power of small business.
And let's think about this. Let's say you make candles. Let's just say you're in the candle business, and you got your own shop, your own catalog, you got your own customers, and then you also sell through Amazon.
Right.
Well, guess what? Every time Amazon sells a candle that comes from you, then you made a sale. You just didn't come through your shop. So nothing, not too many bad things will happen from that. It's just that you can't be naive about that transaction with Amazon.
Right. Yeah, you got to keep your eyes open, and I think that's excellent advice.
It'll be by their rules.
Right, right.
and you just can't be naive about that. Hey, Pam, it's always a pleasure. You help us so much understanding these shifts and all these different implications. And, folks, she's just so smart. We enjoy having you here, Pam. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you so much. And Shops That Pop is a book that would help also specialty retailers.
Shops That Pop and the Henrys. Yeah. You need to read about the Henrys, too. I love that book. Hey, Pam, thanks again. Good job today.
Come back soon.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, unitymarketingonline.com. Go watch that video. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.